If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Who's kicking open AEW's Forbidden Door? Plus, cameras in the ring during NXT matches. And ahead of the Leicester Comedy Festival, we are chatting wrestling with the champ. For Wednesday, February the 9th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Tonight on AEW Dynamite, the Forbidden Door is being opened and then slammed shut. Tony Khan spoke to Sports Illustrated about it, revealing it's a huge signing for us. I've created some debate about what it means to open the Forbidden Door, and it's what we are going to do on this show. The fans are going to get a great night of wrestling, and I hope everyone is surprised and comes back for the matches that this sets up. So who is walking through that forbidden door tonight? Who's slamming it shut behind them? A few candidates this morning. Killer Cross and Scarlett Bordeaux first up. They were at a fan signing and were caught on camera talking with somebody off camera about heading to Atlantic City, the location of tonight's Dynamite. Scarlett Bordeaux starts saying, "Oh, is that?" To which Cross then shoots her a look, shakes his head and says, "Oh, SH1T, several times and laughs it off. They know something we don't know. Could it be possibly Karrion Kross and Scarlett both now available to rock up? Could they be turning up there? Or could maybe they know about someone they know turning up there? Keith Lee is a candidate, a strong one at that, to be part of the show tonight. You may be thinking, but surely no, because photos emerged online of him on his honeymoon with Mia Yim. They're on Mia Yim's Twitter and everything. Well, Mia Yim posted what appeared to be a honeymoon photo of her and Keith maxing and relaxing on a boat. But several people on Twitter have deciphered this is very likely an old photo from a previous vacation that was shared last night. Throwing people off the scent, maybe a red herring. I guess we're going to find out. Keith Lee is somebody that, according to Fightful Select, has very much been talked about backstage as being the most likely to be making their debut for AEW tonight. Another name that's been mentioned quite a bit is Swerve the Realist. Formerly Isaiah Swerve Scott, formerly Shane Strickland. Multiple promoters, according to Fightful, say that his status has been inquired about, including AEW, who are in particular very keen because they were asking about Swerve's status not long after he was released. That also comes from Fightful. There are plans for Swerve to appear in at least one major wrestling company. Could potentially be AEW. Could very potentially be AEW. Jeff Hardy is another name that is now in circulation once more. Matt Hardy was speaking to John Alba on the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy YouTube show. And Matt said, as far as an update on Jeff and what's going on, I don't think he's the guy that's coming in this Wednesday against Isaiah Cassidy. Although, who knows? Tony Khan, Papa Khan, he's got a lot of money. Maybe he bought out his contract. Maybe it's happening early. Who knows? The contract that Jeff Hardy is currently under is until next month. About a month from now, it is up. Potentially being bought out of a contract doesn't seem out of the realms of possibility, does it? When the opponent appeared as Isaiah Cassidy, my brain did initially turn to it being potentially Jeff Hardy. You know what? We're just a few hours away from finding out ourselves who will be walking through AEW's Forbidden Door on Dynamite tonight.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Details on a unique new production technique used on NXT 2.0 last night. This comes from PW Insider, and they say, quote, "Several readers who are at tonight's NXT taping have sent word and photos of a WWE camera operator entering and standing inside the ring while talents are wrestling, with the talents working around the camera. This was happening during a Grizzled Young Veterans Creed Brothers match, as well as several others that night as well." I mean, if you were a trained wrestler, you're going to hopefully have enough about you to work around a cameraman filming your every move right up close and personal. It's just another way that NXT want to get people inside the action, quite literally, on this occasion. No photos at time of recording have been shown from PW Insider's side or anywhere else. So this is one we'll keep an interesting eye on. Not out of the realms of possibility for WWE to try something new like this with a new production technique. Not out of the realms of possibility at all. Also last night on NXT, we saw Dolph Ziggler make his first appearance on 2.0. He interrupted Bron Breakker's championship summit with Santos Escobar and ended up getting into a fight with Tommaso Ciampa while he was there. Whilst it does look like we'll get Bron Breakker and Dolph Ziggler down the line, we may get a Dolph Ziggler versus Tommaso Ciampa match before we get there. It was also last night on NXT that it was announced that Pete Dunne and Tony D'Angelo will go one-on-one in a weaponized steel cage match at Vengeance Day next week. No firm details on what this entails. It's very likely to be a steel cage match with weapons hanging around the ring. Also announced for Vengeance Day, the finals of the Men's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic with the Creed Brothers versus MSK. Carmelo Hayes takes on Cameron Grimes for the North American title, and Toxic Attraction faces Indy Hartwell and Persia Perota for the Women's Tag Team Championship. And of course, we will see that Bron Breakker championship defense against Santos Escobar. That's all going down on NXT Vengeance Day next week. And full NXT results can be found at cultaholic.com.
In his career, he clocked up over 300 fights and 9 speeding tickets, something no one's ever done before. He's won matches with a fractured back, shattered cock and broken heart, all on the same night. Now the concussions are over, he's ready to tell his story.
Wrestling with a Champ. I'm the 34-time PWF champion, the Ginger Ninja. And if you want a no-holds-barred look at my time in the squared circle, this is the place to come. Either that or meet me outside Wicks with a six-pack and some blunts. Any night's good. I used to say some pretty cool stuff in the ring. Sometimes I'd quote my favourite movies. So if they ever tried to talk to me in the ring, you know, bit of banter, I'd say, let it go. Or, I never treated you like a prostitute. Am I even a real ninja? Of course I am. Look, it's on my driving licence. N-I-G-E-L Ninja. Most embarrassing moment. I followed through. Wearing a yellow singlet, I could smell it, but I couldn't see it. You'd think white would be the worst colour, but no. I looked like a shitting bee. Quickest tap out from a leg lock I've ever had.
You're wrestling with the champ in insert name of town here.
This weekend, Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of February, it is the Leicester Comedy Festival. And as part of the festival, you will get up close and personal with the Ginger Ninja, the star of the comedy podcast Wrestling with the Champ. And I am delighted to say that this morning, I am in conversation with the one and only Ginger Ninja. It's the Ginger Ninja, a.k.a. the Champ. There he is. Look, resplendent. Shadow boxing, throwing up shapes, Champ. You're swapping the squared circle for the small stage. Are you excited, Champ?
Oh, sorry, Tom. Champ. I had to finish a set, you see. I've been wrestling for so long, my body needs a very carefully orchestrated series of moves to get it going every day. I mean, you're a man of a similar age. You know what I'm on about.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, an hour of signature moves at morning, another 30 minutes at brunch, arty ring walk to kitchen for lunch, sausage roll, do you good, and then a few self-inflicted chair shots to the head before bed.
What about dinner?
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm self-isolating.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I'll text you my address. Send me a delivery or something. Plenty of meat.
Okay, thank you. Your career, 30-plus years in the Pub Wrestling Federation. You've seen and done it all. You've been up and down the country. Looking back, Champ, what have been some of your favourite events?
Oh, so many, Tom. So many.
Go on.
A few early ones, definitely. Of course, there was a couple of big ones at Naughties, and who could forget some more recent ones?
Well, you by the sound of it.
it's the chair shots. I'd forget me knob if it wasn't stitched on.
If it wasn't stitched on?
They didn't call it scarred in the yard for nothing. Hey, I remembered one.
Is there any point in me asking about your favourite wrestlers if you can't remember the events?
Oh, yeah, there's loads.
No rush, it's fine. We've got ages.
Those two blocks, one with spiky shoulders.
Legion of Doom. Legion of Doom. Classic choice.
You know your shit. Mm-hmm. Here's a question for you, right? Why were one of them a specific animal and the other one wasn't? I mean, why couldn't they align the naming strategy?
You know what? Nobody's ever asked me that.
It's hardly the coefficient you'd expect from a title-winning tag team, is it?
I do know they used to be called the Road Warriors.
In the Pub Wrestling Federation, they'd be the Legion of Doombar.
That is a joke. And now you're taking your career-defining stories like those on tour. What can fans expect from a night with the champ?
Oh, that's right, Tom. I'll be at the Leicester Comedy Festival February 12th and 13th with the Wrestling Expos.
Do you not mean expose?
No, an expos. Join me as I tear open the lycra-clad singlet of truth to show people the hairy, bare butt cheeks of the business known as the wrestling business.
You should all get your money's worth then.
Come along, find out what it really takes to make it in the biggest amateur professional league of them all.
Ah, the Leisure Centre League.
No, Tom, no. The PWF.
Got it. That's the one.
You might have what it takes to make the grade in the puff. Big lad. Good on the mic. Like an other Kevin Owens. I know you've dabbled in the ring a bit. Have you got a finishing move?
I know how to hit end call, if that's any good.
Trust me, right? We rebrand the Bronco Buster. So your opponent's in the ropes. You spring out of three consecutive roly-polies and thrust your crotch into the face of your dazed opponent.
I'm nervous to ask, but what are you calling this move?
The Campbell Ball. Like Cannonball, but more
down there.
Oh, God.
Seriously, it'll make you famous on all best websites.
I think we are done with this particular segment. My thanks to Pub Wrestling Federation icon, the Ginger Ninja, a.k.a. the champ. Catch him and his unique brand of wrestling comedy and any stories he may remember at the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Yes, please.
Are tickets still available?
Yeah, there's loads.
Wrestling with the Champ live at the Leicester Comedy Festival this weekend, February the 12th and 13th. Tickets are available at the Champ Pod on Twitter. Check out the Cultaholic podcast feed right now for the latest episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. It is Jatkins and myself watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to the very, very bitter end of one of us, or maybe even the show. And check out our YouTube channel right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. Last night, we presented 10 legendary wrestlers who had hugely disappointing WWE runs. Some really stormed it when they got to WWE, others not so much. We'll take a look at the worst of the worst on the YouTube channel right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.